91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Sun. My friends all say that you're the one. what you're doing, and baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no square, cause I'm ready. Ready that anybody can be. I ain't ready for you. I hope you're ready for me. You got it.
That was Hubert Sumlin. Of course, you recognize the voice as Eric Clapton, but that was from the Hubert Sumlin album, About Them Shoes. And that was the track called I'm Ready. Eric Clapton singing and playing guitar, but the lead guitar is all Hubert Sumlin on this whole album. So he had his friend Eric sitting in, but not playing, but he, you know, played the lead guitar himself. And of course, Hubert Sumlin was the guitarist for Howlin' Wolf for many years. And let's see, before that, we heard Mainline Florida from 461 Ocean Boulevard, Eric Clapton's comeback album, 1974. This Hubert Sumlin album, I waited quite a while for it. It took probably 2 or 3, even 4 years from the time I first heard about it being recorded in Dover, New Jersey, just around the block from me. And it finally came out. It had another working title, which I don't recall, but then it finally came out as About Them Shoes. Maybe that's what was holding it up. I don't know. So anyway, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, and you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. So everything we play tonight is going to have Eric Clapton on it. Either it's going to be him or Cream or Derek and the Dominoes or somebody like Hubert Sumlin, who knows. So hey, we have a trivia question as usual. So write this number down and don't call until I finish the question, obviously. I think people maybe call quickly because they want to get in the queue, but what happens is I don't answer your call because I'm the only one here. So just you really have to wait until we're done asking the question. But the number is 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. And the question has to do with Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton. Of course, they were good friends, not for too many years, but the night of Jimi's death, Eric was to meet Jimi at a concert in London. And he had bought a left-handed white Stratocaster and was going to give it to Jimi. Jimi didn't show up. Eric only learned the following day that it was because he died the day before. But the question is, what concert did Eric go to that he was to meet Jimi at? So who did he go to see that he was to meet Jimi Hendrix at on the night of his death? So 908-852-4545. Let's hear some Cream. Yeah, that's Cream with the live version of NSU, one of my favorite jams from the live Cream album, which we sometimes refer to as Volume 1 because Volume 2 subsequently came out after that. This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we do have an answer to the trivia question, so you can rest assured that we'll give it to you about 10 to 9 or so. And we're going to take a short break now. We're going to pay maybe not such a small tribute, maybe, I don't know, two or three songs from, maybe even four, we'll see, from Leon Russell.
Hi, Leon Kastner here.
And I'm Brian Kathanis.
We're the Treasure Hunters on Public Radio's Value This with Brian and Leon.
Before you got on the phone with us, we were telling people how we make stuff up when we don't know the answer.
That was like click and
clack. There you go. So you kind of, yeah, from your lips to God's ears, we'd be that famous someday, you know?
So you just have to call us and join us on the radio. We'll help you figure out what you have and what it's worth.
Saturday mornings at 10 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Subaru World of Newton, New Jersey, located on Route 206, open Monday through Saturday, offering a full line of Subaru vehicles including the Impreza, Forester, Outback, Crosstrek, and more. Subaru World also has used vehicles and a full service department. Information available at SubaruWorldNewton.com or by phone 973-579-5000.
Are you looking for a degree that opens doors? Consider a bachelor's degree in sociology from Centenary College's School of Professional Studies. At Centenary, working adults find it easy to return to college and earn their degree. With our most flexible program yet, classes are delivered in a convenient blend of in-class and online formats. It's easier than ever to earn your degree. To learn more, go to www.centenarycollege.edu/SPS.
Thank you.
she didn't think I knew how to rock and roll. Lord, I got the boogie woogie right down in my very soul. There ain't no need for me to be a flower. Time, but now I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna keep on rocking, no matter if it's fast or slow. Ain't gonna stop until the 25th hour.
WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Yeah. dog a draft. We'll be right back.
And that was Leon Russell with Beware of Darkness from the album Leon... Whoops. Sorry about that. Forgot to hit the single button. From the album Leon Russell and the Shelter People. We paid tribute to Leon Russell because I just saw him, Saturday night? And what a great show over at the Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg. The opening act was Hot Tuna, Acoustic Hot Tuna. And Leon Russell was, he was in great form. So we just wanted to pay tribute since he was very much associated with Eric Clapton. We started off with Prince of Peace from his debut album, and that featured Eric Clapton on lead guitar. Didn't always sound like Eric Clapton on that, but that's what it is. And then we played Blues Power from Eric Clapton's first solo album of the same name, that is Eric Clapton. And that was co-written with Leon Russell, so that's why we played that. And then we continued on with Alcatraz from Leon Russell and the Shelter People, and again, George Harrison's Beware of Darkness from the same album. This is 91.9 Oh, and by the way, Eric Clapton was on those two songs as well. You couldn't always hear it. You know, sometimes he's been on an awful lot of albums, and most of the time it's really obvious that he's playing or singing, usually playing. But once in a while you hear one that's like, I don't know if he was mixed into the background or what, but he's on that, so you can hear it if you're really listening. So in any event, this is 91.9 WNTI, Where Great Music Lives. I'm your host, Gary Alt. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to take a short break and play some more music.
Hi, this is Greg List of The Deadly Gentlemen, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Danny Barnes, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week here in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Dixon Energy, providing heating oil and propane with automatic delivery throughout Sussex, Morris, Union, and Eastern Warren counties. Dixon Energy also installs Generac whole house generators, high efficiency equipment, and energy saving comfort solutions like RedLink thermostats. More information can be found at DixonBROS.com or by phone 973-334-1000.
If you have a smartphone or tablet that runs the Android operating system, you can now listen to WNTI on your Android device with the TuneIn Radio app. Just go to WNTI.org and click on the TuneIn app logo on the homepage. Follow the instructions, and then you can listen to WNTI anywhere in the United States and the world. So go to WNTI.org for information on the TuneIn Radio app for Android.
Love and only love. join the tribes of men.
I would give my heart's desire so that you might see.
The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
Yeah, and there we have some Eric Clapton very much in evidence on a few tracks there. We started that off with, it was Chrissy Hynde on the first vocal, and then followed by Cher on the second vocal, and then Nina Cherry. And it was a song called Love Can Build a Bridge, and of course featured Eric Clapton, the unmistakable guitar work of Eric Clapton. And that's on a very short EP called Love Can Build a Bridge. It's put out by Comic Relief. This is what it says. Let me see in brief. It says, the artists gave their services for free, and all their royalties are going to Comic Relief, an organization working for hundreds of nonprofit and voluntary organizations to help change the lives of some of the poorest people in Africa and the United Kingdom. So Eric is no stranger to the playing benefits. And then we heard Brian Wilson from an album he put out some years ago called Getting In Over My Head. We heard City Blues. This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we have an answer to the trivia question. The question had to do with Jimi Hendrix. On the day of Jimi's death, actually, Eric had planned, and this was actually, it was on September 18th, 1970. Eric had planned to meet Jimi at a concert at London's Lyceum Theatre. And it just so happened he was shopping around and found a left-handed Stratocaster. Of course, Jimi always played his a right-handed Stratocaster, strung right-handed, and you know that's how he played. So Eric wanted to give him this left-handed Stratocaster. It was white, beautiful axe. And of course, Eric got there and found that Jimi did not make the concert. Had no idea why, and found out the following day that it was because Jimi had died of sort of a drug overdose, of complications of a drug overdose, we might say. So the question was, who did Eric go to see, and who was Jimi supposed to see and meet Eric at that concert? And the answer, according to Samuel from Hackettstown, who happens to be right, the answer is Sly and the Family Stone. Now, the thing is, so he's going to get a gift certificate to Andre's, by the way, in Newton, New Jersey. So thanks a lot, Samuel, and thanks everybody else for calling. It was good to hear from an old friend, Bob, from Dingman's Ferry, and you know a whole bunch of other people with some really cool guesses, but the answer was Sly and the Family Stone. Now, I always try to play something that's connected with these questions and the answers. I don't think there's anything that Eric Clapton ever shared musically with Sly and the Family Stone. And even though I used to have a bootleg that supposedly had Eric Clapton and Jimi Hendrix and Ginger Baker and whoever else playing on the same album, it was such poor quality. I wouldn't be able to play a bootleg on the radio anyway, but it was such poor quality that you couldn't tell who was playing. So I really, really don't think, unless someone can prove me wrong, and if you can, please call, because I'd love to hear if this is wrong. As far as I know, there is no recording anywhere of Eric Clapton playing with Jimi Hendrix on the same song. Maybe on the same album, but on the same song, I don't think there's any such thing. So there's really nothing you can play. But Eric did contribute to a couple of compilations paying tribute to Jimi Hendrix, the first one being called Stone Free. So we're going to play the song Stone Free from Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton.
Every day in the week I'm in a different city. If I stay too long, people try to pull me down. They talk about me like a dog, talking about the clothes I'm wearing. They don't realize they're the ones who swear. And that's why you can't hold me down. I don't wanna be down. I gotta move on. Hey, Stone Free.
get up, feel my heart kind of running hot. It's when I got to move before I could call.
And that's Eric Clapton playing Jimi Hendrix, Stone Free, from the album Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. And we're going to just tell you about what's happening the rest of the night. After this, stay tuned for E-Town with the guests, the Deadly Gentlemen and Danny Barnes. And after that, Mike the Hippie will take you from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock with his midweek jam with the Bob, Bob, Bob and all kinds of cool features. And after that, Keller Cellar with Keller Williams from midnight to 1 o'clock. So we're gonna go out with some blues. This is actually a sort of sound check from the Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton Live at Madison Square Garden DVD, actually. So we bid you a good night and a good week, and we'll see you next week, same time, 8 o'clock, for Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton.
Rambling all on my mind. You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.